And welcome to episode number 260. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael. We seem to have lost Nick at the opening here.
This is the We Don't Know Either podcast, where we laugh about things and we learn. It's all about learning. Like Michael learned that when I'm about to wrap up the show, he does not bring out a new fact.
Yeah. It would be good if other people could see the timer, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Just trust me, man.
The timer is facing Lindsay. How am I supposed to
You know what? When we renovate the studio, we'll put a big giant timer up on the wall and a giant big red button, bigger than Kim Jong-un's button, right in the middle of the table. That's the stop and start.
We don't have to do that because you guys can just trust me.
You know what I want? Nick's seen Studio 60.
Yes.
I want the countdown clock.
Until next week's episode.
Until next week's episode. Uh-huh. I want one of those.
Stress-inducing.
Be careful what you ask for, because I'll put a production clock in your office.
Okay. As long as I can get the Groucho Marx quote underneath it.
Uh-huh.
Time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana.
Uh-huh.
I just kept thinking of the Battlestar Galactica episode where the Cylons come every 33 minutes.
Okay.
One of the best episodes of television. Anyway, Michael, what is it where is Player Ryan from?
Player Ryan is from World of Beer Bethesda.
Oh, hey, what's up, Ryan?
What's going on?
So he's subbed in and he's like, you're Michael in the podcast. Like, yeah, he's like, I got a question for you guys.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks,
Ryan. So I did a little research.
Oh, good. You verified it. I don't know this Ryan guy.
I did verify it, but it's only up. It's only pennies that were made from 1959 to 2009. So it doesn't include any of the Lincoln inaugurals.
Mm.
And it doesn't include the new Shield pennies.
Oh,
you've
right.
already lost me, but go ahead.
Okay.
There's different types of pennies, right. Which we're not getting into if we should have pennies or not. That was a whole other thing, which I never looked up the answers. So
didn't we already get into that?
No, we did, but I never. We were just guessing blindly.
We never did the research. Never followed up. Okay. Sounds like me.
Anyway, so it's just the pennies that have the Lincoln Memorial on the back.
Okay. Out of the Lincoln Memorial pennies.
Right. What is the only letter on the entire penny that is in lowercase?
E.
Not an E.
Damn. I figured that was a good guess.
You're asking for a letter?
Yes, a single letter. And in all the writing on the penny, it's the only one that's lowercase.
L.
Not L.
E.
A.
He already said E.
Well, I rethought it, and I just want to make sure you heard it.
Hey, Michael?
Yeah.
E.
Not E.
E?
Is it a word? Is it part of a word?
Yeah, it's part of a word.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Is it one of the 26 letters in the alphabet?
It is.
It's an English letter.
Why would it be? All right. So I thought E as in E pluribus unum.
That's what I was thinking, but I clearly wasn't listening to you.
It's also the you know, most common letter, so there's a good guess there.
I don't think U or S, because United States would be capitalized.
See, Ryan, they're also not getting it. I looked at him dumbly for I don't know how long.
The only letter that's not capitalized.
Wait, so all of the other letters are capitalized except for this letter?
Yes.
So on the penny, is it, what, the treasury guy? Is his name on there and it got initial or something?
Nope.
Okay. That was a stupid guess, but...
No, that's actually a good guess.
You're doing all the same stuff I did.
That's why I guessed L, because...
I know.
L and Lincoln.
Okay, bring it.
I know. It's either going to be a D or a P, because where it was minted, the city.
No.
Dang.
That's a very good guess.
Very good guess, but no.
Because that's a big thing on dimes. I used to collect coins, and we'd always look for the D or the P.
Right,
because it's the mint, it right? It's either Philadelphia or...
Denver. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was Denver or Dallas.
Yeah. I think it's Denver.
I'm pretty sure it's Denver.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Is it something that's on like the Lincoln Memorial or
no.
You can see Lincoln in the Lincoln Memorial though. He's there.
It's one letter?
It's one letter. I'll just go ahead and give it to you guys.
Is it like the of in
is it the O? It's the O in United States of America.
Why? So here's your research.
Here's where the research came in.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Does anybody know why?
Nobody really knows why. I can tell you when they first started minting them in 1959, people were getting as many as they could as collector's items because they thought it was a mint screwing up.
Okay.
But obviously, as more and more came out, that just wasn't the case.
Okay. All right. Ryan? Excellent fact.
Very interesting fact.
Very interesting.
Way to go, Ryan.
It would be better if it had a reason.
I agree.
But is that our first user or listener submitted interesting fact? If you have an interesting fact, email us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll try to get it on the podcast if we understand what you're asking.
At District Trivia on Twitter. Yeah. I think it would be. We've had a couple people that have said stuff. I just don't know if I've given them credit. I've tried to.
I told them specifically. It was like that. I don't know why it just captured me in such a way. I was like, I'm giving this dude credit.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, absolutely. Great fact, Ryan.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what? There's your secret phrase. Great fact, Ryan.
Oh, I like that. In the phrase, too. How fun. Do you want me to go next? Because I went last week.
Sure.
Last week. Okay, so mine is, we're just going to play a little bit of a game because I don't really know.
I like games.
I will put down my phone and pay attention.
Oh, yeah. Now that it's a game.
Yeah. Now that there's bragging rights on the line.
Well, I went down a wormhole. In regards to sound and sound levels. So I do what?
No, it's just very you.
Why? Sound? Because I'm loud?
No. Just sound and sound levels and just the amount of time I've spent watching you mess around with sound levels. It's just very you.
So for those of you that don't know, my background is video production. And occasionally I do things over at Cap One Center and they have a decibel meter board that will hover depending on how loud people get. So I've seen that thing hit over 110 decibel meters and things.
Right.
So I was like, oh, what other animals and things, where on that scale do animals
fall? Do humans rank? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's not my question. Okay. I was just telling how I got to the fact. So,
sure.
For example, a rooster. So how many decibels, yeah.
In like a cockadoodle-doo.
And a rooster's, yeah, in a cockadoodle-doo. It's been as...
Now
loud
as I understand it, anything north of 100 decibels is damaging to the ear.
To the human ear. Right.
There are different levels. The human ear can get damaged.
Okay. So
depends, too, on how loud you're exposed. Like, for example, if it's 160 decibels, your eardrum is going to rupture.
Right.
And so that came into about the rooster is how do roosters crow that loudly and not rupture their eardrums?
Got it.
Okay.
Roosters don't have eardrums.
They do have ears and eardrums, yes.
I'm going to say 180 decibels.
180?
Oh, wow. I wasn't going to go that high. I was going to say like 110.
Okay.
It's about 130.
Okay.
130. Oh, okay. So when the rooster's beak opens,
uh-huh.
a quarter of their ear canal closes, and then a soft tissue covers 50% of their eardrums.
They have a membrane.
Yeah, so they've... have a natural built-in defense to their own crow, like their own
that
call.
Makes so much sense. It's like a shark's, like the second eyelid that covers eye when they bite something to protect the eye.
Oh, I didn't know that they did that. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's like an eyelid that closes like to the side or
so they don't get
something.
The carnage.
Yeah, so that when they're shoving their face into things, they don't hurt their eyes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I have a couple more things that we can kind of talk about sound-wise. So that kind of gives you the range as to what. A rooster's crow is going to be, yeah. And I looked up what are the loudest other animals, and there's a couple that are underwater ones. Any ideas of the underwater animals with loud?
Like blue whales can be heard from like forever.
Blue whales are on the list. It's 70 plus, but with their frequency, they have to be really loud for humans in order to hear them.
Right.
I'm going to say beluga whales.
Beluga whales, no. Well, just in Finding Dory, it was loud.
Yes. That is the entirety of my logic. I just saw it like 6 months
the
ago.
The Kraken.
Yeah, but pistol shrimp have recorded, like they snap basically. They're also called snapping shrimp.
Sounds like gunshots.
200 decibel meters. But since they're underwater, water is denser than air.
Right.
So basically it's a difference of, you have to subtract 61 decibel meters. So I'm like, that's not really a great way to look at it. So how about a .22 caliber rifle?
Now I'd say about 180, I had to guess.
That's reasonable. I'll say 181.
No, 140. 140. A pistol is 175, so you were closer to the pistol, which makes me wonder how in all these James Bond and spy movies, how they aren't just deaf all the time.
Oh, no, they're all deaf. They're all deaf. None of them can hear anything.
Isn't it a joke in Archer, like... one of the characters fires again.
His tinnitus.
Yes, tinnitus.
Okay, so I've got a couple other objects, and we'll just quick go through and see if you can guess.
Sure.
Breathing.
Who's breathing?
Well, just average.
Michael is a lot louder than everybody else.
Yeah, this is according to a Purdue University study. Oh, and Temple University. Hey. Temple University Department of Civil.
Nothing good ever came out of Temple.
Lots of things. Temple University Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. Purdue, I think, compiled all these different
So breathing has to be like 5 decibels.
I was going to say more than that. I was going to say like 20.
It's 10. Oh. 10. At 20, whisper and rustling leaves. So I'm going to skip around on my chart here.
Sure.
How about a garbage disposal? This is a couple things, and they're all in the same range. A garbage disposal, a dishwasher, an average factory, a freight chain, a car wash at 20 feet, a diesel truck at 40 miles an hour, a food blender, and a garbage disposal. So what is a decibel meter of all of those things?
Because
they're all the same sound level.
What 80. Is in the garbage disposal?
It's just on average.
It's one of those, you think about the study that they did at Temple, and it's like, okay, what do we use for, I'm assuming it's an empty one, but those would be like oddly specific things that could get real creepy real fast.
Right.
Like a garbage disposal with a human hand inside. Oh. That's 45 decibels. And then like no further explanation.
You went down a dark path there.
I have the scream emitting from the person that has the hand in the garbage disposal.
Yeah, that is
25.
Yeah, exactly. That was I have a phobia of garbage disposals.
We have terrified Lindsay. The look on her face right now.
No, I just
that's just my own personal phobia. When I think of garbage disposals, I immediately think of losing a hand.
Absolutely. I was thinking of Sweeney Todd with the chair, and I was like, "How loud is the chair?"
That's one of those. I have one of these excuses that I use for Sarah. It's a completely legitimate excuse, but whenever the garbage disposal like has crap in it, I'm like, "You have to take that out because I'm not going to."
Right.
And she goes, "Are you afraid of it?" I'm like, "No." I'm like, "Literally, my hand won't fit down the hole to grab anything." It doesn't. That's not the reason why I don't do it, but it doesn't.
So what's your guess?
So I'm going to guess it's like 55.
55, 80. 80, dead on,
oh,
Michael.
Oh, man.
Dead on, Michael.
Nailed it.
How about a passenger car at 65 miles per hour? And this is from 25 feet away. Not that that would matter to you.
Right. 65.
That's 65,
good.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. I'm gonna say 85.
All right. And this is also a freeway at 50 feet away from pavement edge, living room music, radio, TV, auto, and a vacuum cleaner, 70. So you're pretty close
70.
Again.
Okay.
Pretty close again. All right, I got two or three more and then we'll move on. A quiet suburb, a conversation at home, large electrical transformers at 100 feet away.
40.
40?
Yeah, about 30. Go with that.
40 is library and bird calls and the lowest limit of urban ambient sound. 50 is for the quiet suburb. 50.
Oh, okay.
All right. Last.
It's a lot of noise in my suburb.
Yeah. Last one. A chainsaw or an oxygen torch?
An oxygen torch.
Yeah.
Okay. That is, again, one of those oddly specific things. Like, why not an acetylene torch? I guess it's quieter. A chainsaw and oxygen.
And a thunderclap. I don't know what that is.
Thunderclap. A thunderclap.
I thought it was a type of plane.
Boom.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know it was called a thunderclap. A thunderclap sounds like a sexually transmitted disease. Doesn't it?
An 80s cartoon?
Is thunderclap an 80s cartoon?
No.
Oh, I thought it was like...
Thundercats is an 80s cartoon.
I think like...
Doc, how did my results come back? Well, you have the thunderclap.
You have
the
thunderclap. You know what? If you had to have an STD... Isn't that the best STD to have?
I think that's...
I've got the thunderclap.
The thunderclap is a one-upper. Like, oh, I have the club. Well, I have the thunderclap.
Yeah. You think you have it bad.
Well, and it's 120.
120. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say 135, but yeah.
Yeah, and your eardrum, like a jet takeoff is 150, and your eardrum will just straight up rupture.
Blow.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this is that with decibel meters and how they measure it, you know, it's a level of sound intensity, and you're measuring it off of this specific scale. So the math doesn't necessarily make sense. You think 120 would be double 60, but it's actually like 32 times as loud as 70 decibel meters.
Oh,
120.
Yeah. No, that's so not the like scale 1 to 1.
Exactly. Yeah. So 100 is 8 times as loud as 70. Serious damage is possible 4 times, you know, and it goes down on the list. But super interesting, I thought, because you don't really think about those kind of things in terms of levels. And now we did. And there you go.
Very interesting.
I'll ask about the rooster and the trivia. Yeah,
all right. So a couple of podcasts ago, I asked a question about Empire Online's movie heroes.
Yes.
The greatest movie heroes.
I remember
of all
getting this run right.
Yeah, you did. The question I asked before was there was only one actor who had two roles inside of the top five.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. And the answer, of course, was Harrison Ford with Han Solo and Indiana Jones. He was both 1 and 3 on the list.
Right.
Which one was one? Indiana Jones was one?
Indiana Jones was one. Mm. Han Solo was 3.
Mm, gave me that V-neck.
So they, Empire Online, came out with their list of the greatest movie villains of all time.
Okay.
And again, there is only one actor that has two entries in the top 20. Not
top
quite
20.
The top five, but it's two entries in the top 20.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yes, Anthony Hopkins. Okay, this is going to require me scrolling around a lot. Hopkins, number five, Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, I was going to say Hannibal has to be in the top five.
Hannibal Lecter is
easily.
Number five.
There's always controversy whether you put Darth Vader in, because they're saying that at the time of his redemption, he became Anakin Skywalker and then was thus not Darth Vader. So Darth Vader is on these villain lists. But then I thought, oh, James Earl Jones, but he was Mufasa and not Scar.
Correct.
Scar's a villain.
Jeremy Irons, not on the list. Scar, not on the list. By the way, and this is, you know, your standard trivia fodder, Darth Vader is number one.
Oh, for sure.
We try not to be the standard right. trivia company, so we're not going to ask you who's number one on the list or who's number two.
But let the record show, I knew it was number one.
I have a guess.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey is not, I don't think, anywhere on this list.
How old?
Who would you be thinking of? You'd be thinking of John Doe from Seven?
I was thinking John Doe from Seven, and then... I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
What movie?
Kaiser Soze?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Verbal Kint from
right.
The Usual
yes,
Suspects.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to know how loud Darth Vader's breathing is.
65 decibels.
65 decibels.
Just shy of Michael.
okay. Hurt, guys.
I don't have a lot of... I'm just thinking of all of the big ones, and that's... Uh-huh. Not helping me.
Yeah, no.
It's one of those where you go, it's not, I mean, it's number, his higher ranked one is number four overall.
Four? Okay. Number four overall?
Yeah.
Is this a real movie?
Yes.
It's not animated?
No. No. I like this as a trivia question because
right.
when we ask it of the players, they're going to throw out a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
And then when they hear the answer, you're going to go, oh, I'm dumb. Of course that's the answer.
Is it like Man from Bambi?
No. It's not. It's nothing ethereal. It is a specific person and a specific role.
A specific
because
person?
We're looking for the actor, right?
Yeah, no, I understand that. And I also just asked you if it was animated, and you said no, but I'm still thinking lists of villains.
Right.
Now is it Jack?
Jack.
Nicholson.
No.
Okay.
Although,
that's a great guess.
See, because I would have thought
The Joker and The Shining would have been the two.
Sure. The Joker is on the list
as
a villain, but Heath Ledger's Joker is the number two on the list.
Right.
Jack Nicholson, not in the top 20.
Wow. Heath Ledger, number two. So we're missing number three and number four. So
number
give us some more hints, please.
Some more hints. I don't know how to give this hint. I can give you the hint for three.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Number three is probably the most beloved of all the villains on the list.
Most
popular. Like when people watch the movie, you root for the villain kind of thing.
Ferris Bueller.
No.
The Karate Kid.
No.
Okay. I would like to say that Ferris Bueller is a jerk.
Yes.
And I think the end, like, same thing with Bad Teacher with that Cameron Diaz movie. Why are we making the people that just want their kids to be in school into the bad guys?
Right.
Ferris was a mean human.
Yeah.
He did not deserve a parade, and I'm mad that Cameron didn't get to go on the parade either.
Right, as was, what's his face from Karate Kid?
I never saw
Karate Kid, sorry.
The villain in Karate Kid, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel.
Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio,
he's
yes.
an awful person.
He's a terrible person.
Have you seen that video?
I haven't seen Karate Kid.
No. There's like a little YouTube video that cuts the entire movie from the perspective of the villain.
Billy Zabka.
Yeah, it's just like, he was just trying to go through his life when this other kid came in and punched him in the face. And it was just...
And say what you want, that was an illegal head kick.
It absolutely was. Said very clearly at the beginning, no kicks to the face.
So right. a beloved villain that's real.
Rooting for the villain. It's not Edward Norton,
Jack
is it?
Sparrow? No, he's not a villain. I'm in the Disney realm. I just got back from Disney.
And again,
this
isn't either one of this guy's characters. It just happens
just
to be number
us.
Three on the list. It's Loki. Loki's number three on the list.
Oh.
Tom Hiddleston.
But he came back.
See? Most beloved.
No, I mean, I love Loki.
Is it...
And right. I love Loki. I love Loki so much that I didn't even consider him a villain.
You see, that's the most beloved villain on the list.
He's also just a really bad villain. Like.
Yeah,
I got a guess, but I don't know who the second character would be.
Okay,
Robert Englund.
No,
who played Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, he ended up. Freddy Krueger is number 18 on the list.
Okay,
Michael Myers is number 20.
Oh, that was
and,
my next one. I was
yeah,
gonna
and
ask.
Jason Voorhees. Is. I'm sure he's on the list. How can he not be on the list? Jason is not on the list.
And this is an actor that we've heard of?
It is absolutely an actor you heard of. And again, the reason I like this fact so much is because once we tell the listener the answer, once we tell the players the answer, there will be no arguments.
But then how are we missing this, Michael?
Yeah, I don't
feel...
know.
Number six on the list is Hans Landa, the bad guy from Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh,
is it,
it's Christoph Waltz.
Is it, is it Alan Rickman?
It is Alan Rickman.
Yes!
That is correct.
Okay.
Alan Rickman has two entries. The Sheriff of Nottingham
is from
Robin Hood is number 14 on the list.
Oh, and then
number
from
four
Die
on
Hard.
The list is Hans Gruber. Yes.
Hans Gruber. Oh, okay. I was going to be so mad if they put Professor Snape in there as a villain, and I was like, he's not a villain.
No,
Snape's number
24. Not on the list. Voldemort, number 9.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great villain.
So, Kylo Ren, number 7. I feel like that's high.
I don't agree.
Kylo Ren is an excellent villain in the latter films. He's
Kylo Ren 7, Norman Bates 16.
Oh, that's
yeah.
No.
There's no way
7 is too high. And by I say excellent villain, I just mean Adam Driver is an excellent actor because that's the thing that saves that movie.
Have you guys seen the undercover boss that SNL does?
Yes.
Starkiller Base. It's Kylo Ren, quote unquote, and he goes undercover in the undercover boss thing.
Okay.
It's a great sketch.
No, it's a great sketch.
Right, yeah.
Kylo Ren's lightsaber looks weird. I don't know. Let me go see if I can find it. Steps out. Good luck, guys. I just found it. It was in the hallway.
We will be sure to put it in the link
down. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have it listed here.
We will be sure to put it in the link down. Okay, so we already got our secret phrase, so it's time to wrap it up, I think.
Yep.
Okay.
What? Do you have something else?
Well, I didn't. I had my fact.
Oh, really?
Ryan's fact, but right. I can hang on to my fact.
No, you can say it real quick. You have a minute.
We'll see you next week, because my fact actually involves some backstory. So
okay,
we'll see you next
week. So Michael's fact was Ryan's fact.
Yes,
cheater. So you should have two facts for the next
had
one.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not going to give a fact next week. That's right. Michael's doing two.
I can do two.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that I don't want to look for another one.
Okay, this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.